Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. One of the fundamental elements to my work with creatives is a shift in mindset. Well, there are a few mindset shifts, not just one, but this one's a biggie. As artists, we are all leaders. Let me say it again, in case that was too easy to gloss over. You, yes, you are a leader. By choosing a career in showbiz, by leaning into your storytelling dreams, by pursuing gigs in the healing work of creating art, you are a leader. And leadership is lonely, for one main reason. At some point, as leaders, we're on our own. In the beginning, we're chugging along. There are plenty of others doing what we say we want to do. We can look around at a group of people. We can even see successful folks among us. We can check what we're doing compared to what they're doing, and we can feel as though we're getting a bit of validation that we're on the right track because we can see evidence of this works or that works here and there. Then folks fall away. Friends who were with us till the end on this creative journey are suddenly nowhere to be seen. They picked something else. This got hard. They were just done. And that's okay. But it's part of why the more successful we are, the longer we stick with it, the farther along we get on this creative path, the lonelier it becomes. That's a pretty big paradox to reconcile. You're finally seeing the kind of traction you once dreamed of. You're going out on auditions that previously were on your vision board. You're getting opportunities you swore you'd pinch yourself for. But you're no longer really seeing a peer group of folks to help you know you're on the right track. For the first time, maybe, you're doubting yourself more than you did at the beginning when you knew nothing about how this business works, even though you're so much farther along than you ever thought might be possible. Whew, what a crappy way to feel at such a crucial time in your growth, right? How do we prevent turning this into a backslide, a spiral of self-doubt, or an upper limit problem that takes us out of the game? By starting now, and forevermore, the ongoing practice of fortifying our enoughness. And of course, enoughness is an inside job. No matter how much work I can try and do to help you with our tools, your enoughness is your work to do. By reminding ourselves that at some point on this journey, we're not going to have anyone showing us exactly how it's done, we're helping. By understanding that when the population dwindles, it's a sign of our growth, our being on the right track, not a reason to get scared and head back down the hill we've been trudging up for so long. That helps. No matter what tier you're starting from today, get in love with the fact that you are a leader. That maybe you don't see much of yourself out in the world because it's up to you to make it happen and inspire others coming up behind us. And even if you do see a bunch of you on stages and screens everywhere, you're going to do it differently. You have something else to say. It's leadership, honey. It's important. You're important. Feel me? I got you. Come on and join us over at my website. I'll be glad to help you with your enoughness journey. More than anything else, I want you to remember, you are a leader, you are important, you are enough. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!